So maybe could you just give me just tell me a little bit about you, maybe just a positive sort of history. How did you end up doing this? Can I call you a sober coach? Is that how you describe yourself?
Sure. I'm a sober coach now. I did not start like this. I started like lots of people start, where I recognized that I was drinking more than I wanted to, and I wanted to find a way to stop that. And I tried what lots of people try, which is moderation, having less, making deals with myself, planning to drink one or two drinks, planning to take days off, all of that. It never occurred to me that it would simply be easier to have none. And it wasn't until I discovered something called Dry July, which is a fundraiser in Australia where you give up drinking for a month. It was only once I heard of that that I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll try not drinking for a month just to see what happens. And the short story is that I found it more difficult than I thought I would. And so I turned to the online world to get support because I didn't want to go to AA.
I think the Dry July thing is interesting because I think a lot of people do start out, maybe here it's like Dry January is quite a big thing. And so they do Dry January and maybe they're counting days till the end, or maybe they get to the end and they think, oh, well, that was okay actually. Maybe I do. I feel better. Then what next? There's not, how do they find out kind of what they can do after this? Is there such a thing as, Dry February?
Well, and there's so many people who start something like Dry January and they don't get through the whole month, but they didn't get any support. Like, this is what most people do. We try to quit without getting any support of any kind. All we know is AA. All we know is rehab. We don't know about any other kind of support. And so it's only when you, because we've all been online doing research for things that says, do I drink too much? Am I an alcoholic? We've done those quizzes online. But it's like, for some reason, I never put in, how do you quit drinking online? How do you quit drinking without AA? I never searched for it. And so once I did, and I found that there was actually other people out there who were successfully non-drinking without going to AA, it was like, oh my God, how do we not know about this? Because if you think about all the television shows, Nashville is a TV show popular in the US. There's always one over-drinking character who goes to AA, and then he'll have a relapse and crash a car, invariably, and then he goes to AA. There's never anybody on a TV show Googling, I think I drink too often. Is there anybody else out there who's a high-bottom drinker who has quit successfully and lived a happy life? Like, that person, that role model, just doesn't really exist.
Yeah, you're right. There's not enough people showing that this is actually, could be a way forward that is achievable. And it's just normal people, it's not, you don't have to wait until you get to whatever rock bottom means. You don't have to wait until you're getting arrested for drunk driving. You can step off earlier.
Right, exactly. And I think that that's part of what the television and the movies perpetuate is the idea that you must have a bottom. There must be a car crash. You must nearly lose your marriage. You must have an intervention. Like, there's a television show called Intervention, where they basically ambush someone into treatment. There's never any show that says, gee, I drink every night of the week, maybe not as much as other people, but I drink more than I want to. And I don't see anywhere else other than, in our small sober world online, I don't see anywhere else where people like me stand up and say, it was getting in the way of me having my best life. And being sober is like a self-improvement tool. Like, everybody in the planet thinks that yoga's the way to have a quieter head. And everybody on the planet is researching sleep apps and Fitbits to walk further and, all this electronic stuff. And at the base of it for me is like, if you remove the alcohol, a lot of those things that you're trying to solve get better. Like, a lot of the things that we're trying to fix with all of our self-help stuff, like how much we spend, how much we weigh, what's the quality of our relationship, why am I not getting ahead in my job, why do I feel like shit, why is my, I shouldn't swear, why do I feel so poor, why am I fighting with my husband all the time? Why am I not able to get the next job promotion? Why am I not able to save money? Why can't I improve my marathon time? And if you go into the doctor and you say any one of those things, it is unlikely that your doctor will say, and how much do you drink? And how often do you drink?